Hare Krishna. So we're assembled here today on this very, very auspicious day of the incorporation of ISKCON in New York, isn't it? So many, many years ago, Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON as a society on this very day. And that's why we're all here, because if he hadn't done that, then I don't know where we would be. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement that he established. So we're reading from First Canto, chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. So I'll go through 1, 2, 3, and then we'll do 4 together, because 4 is on the board. Suta uvacha... It's okay, you don't need to do that one. Suta Goswami said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna over and above all Maharaj Yudhishthira's speculative inquiries. I think this mic is a bit too loud.
If you could put it down a little bit.
Thank you. Being too much aggrieved, Arjuna practically became choked up, and therefore it was not possible for him to reply properly to the various speculative inquiries of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Text 2. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore his body lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply. With great difficulty, he checked the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and he increasingly felt affection for him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. The Supreme Living Being is perfect in all relations with His pure devotee. Sri Arjuna is one of the typical pure devotees of the Lord, reciprocating in the fraternal relationship, and the Lord's dealings with Arjuna are displays of friendship of the highest perfect order. He was not only a well-wisher of Arjuna, but actually a benefactor. And to make it still more perfect, the Lord tied him into a family relationship by arranging Subhadra's marriage with him. And above all, the Lord agreed to become a chariot driver of Krishna in order to protect his friend from warfare risks. And the Lord became actually happy when he established the Pandavas to rule over the world. Arjuna remembered all these one after the other, and thus he became overwhelmed with such thoughts. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gope Shri Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gaura Nitai Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna. So before I start, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here and online on the internet. And also all the senior Vaishnavas, Gaura Krishna Prabhu, Sutapa Prabhu, Anuradha Mataji, and all the other devotees assembled here today. So I can say something useful, or at least say something for my own purification. So this is a new chapter, same theme carrying on. So Arjuna's just returned from Dwarka. Maharaj Yudhishthir is asking him in various ways, what's actually going on? What did you find out? Because he's seen inauspicious omens. So Arjuna is about to tell him that Krishna has left the planet, but he's not about able to speak because he's remembering Krishna and his activities. And by remembering them in separation, he's feeling a lot of pain and he's thinking of Krishna all the time. Krishna had done a lot of things for Arjuna. Arjuna's relationship with Krishna was one of the best relationships in the friendship, in the Sakya Rasa. And they were very, very good friends. And Prabhupada writes how to increase his friendship with him. Krishna also got Arjuna married to Subhadra, his sister. So he had a family relationship with him as well, and that's why the relationship was even stronger. And it's very interesting to see how love works. Okay, so love in separation, if it is actual love for Krishna, in separation actually gives one bliss, even though it may externally look like it's painful. But love, if it is actually lust disguised as love in the material world, then in separation it doesn't lead to bliss, it leads to frustration or anger, because what you're actually missing is your sense gratification, because that's what lust leads to, sense gratification, whereas love leads to bliss. So Arjuna is remembering the Lord. It's not to say that when one is separated from the Lord, he doesn't feel any pain, but that pain actually eventually becomes a source of remembrance of the Lord. In the material world, in the spiritual world, we have love and devotion. In the material world, it becomes lust and commotion. And from lust and commotion, slowly it becomes rust and corrosion. And it just degrades lower and lower from there. So love in separation brings happiness, but lust in separation brings something that rhymes with happiness, but I'm not going to say it. We'll just say unhappiness. So in spiritual terms, separation is the best form of association. Okay? And it is often said that devotees, sometimes the topmost devotees always prefer separation to association, because in separation they can think of the Lord more. Prabhupada often quotes the example of Rupa Goswami and all the devotees, and they always asked, like, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? They were always looking for Krishna because this sense of separation gave them a lot of bliss. And according to Lord Chaitanya, the best way to be associated with the Lord is in separation, because Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes also was always separated. He was always in the mood of separation, and in this mood of separation, he enjoyed a lot of bliss. Rupa Goswami actually quotes a verse in which he quotes the mentality of the different devotees, and especially the devotees who are of the highest order. And he quotes a verse, it says, Sangama viraha vikalpe. Sangama means association, viraha means separation. Sangama viraha vikalpe. Vikalpe means option. It means if a pure devotee is given the option of association or separation, varam iha viraho na sangamam tasya. Varam iha viraho. Then he would always ask for the benediction of separation, but sangamam na tasya, but not of association. Why? If you're given the option of separation or association, what would you choose? Would you choose to associate with Krishna, or would you choose to be separated from Krishna? What would you choose? Association. But here Rupa Goswami is writing that a devotee would always choose separation. Why? Ekasa eva sange. Because when you're associating with Krishna, you only see one Krishna. Tribhuvanam api tan mayam virahe. But when you're separated, then all the three worlds become filled with Krishna, because wherever they go, they see Krishna. So would you rather associate with one Krishna, or Krishna's everywhere, all around you? You know, when you're separated, when you're in this mood of separation, you see the object of your separation everywhere, in everything. You know, just like Kamsa, different kind of separation, slightly different. But when he was thinking of Krishna, he used to see Krishna everywhere, out of fear. But, you know, he'd be drinking water and he'd see Krishna. And Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj explains how whenever he thought of the number 8, he would like become very fearful. Okay, because the 8th child of Devaki was going to kill him. So when he would climb up the stairs, when he would go to the 8th step, then he would manifest ecstatic symptoms of fear. Okay, anything 8 would just like really make him fearful. So he was seeing Krishna everywhere as well, even though Krishna wasn't really there. But he was in a slightly different mood. So the devotees of the Lord, when they're given the option, they would actually prefer separation, because then they're seeing Krishna everywhere. And just like that, Rupa Goswami, all the devotees, all the empowered acharyas, all the pure devotees, even Lord Chaitanya, used to just see Krishna everywhere in separation. Okay? So it is very, very important to remember that. That separation we may think is a bad thing, but in fact, here separation is very much glorified. In the Madhya Leela, which we're going through the Chaitanya Charitamrita at the moment, and very soon, I think in chapter 15 or something, Lord Chaitanya has a discussion with Ramananda Rai on what is the ultimate goal of life. And Ramananda Rai gives many answers, okay? And slowly, and Lord Chaitanya always keeps telling him, no, tell me more, that's not enough. So Lord Chaitanya asks him, what is the goal of life? What is the ultimate goal? And then he says, the ultimate goal of life is to please Vishnu by the execution of one's duties. And Lord Chaitanya says, that is okay, but tell me some more. So then Ramananda Rai says that, he quotes that verse from the Bhagavad Gita, yad karosi, yad ashnasi, yad johosi, dadasi, yad. He says, whatever you do, whatever you offer, whatever activities you perform, offer everything to me. Okay, you do your duty, but you offer everything to me. That is the ultimate goal of life. And then Lord Chaitanya says, nah, tell me something more. So then Ramananda Rai says, to give up one's occupational duties and just engage in bhakti yoga to serve the Lord is the highest. And then Lord Chaitanya says, no, tell me some more. Tell me something more. And then he says, to be established in Brahman, to be free from lamentation, to be free from desires, Brahma-bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati. He says, that is the highest, that is the ultimate goal of life. And Lord Chaitanya says, nah, tell me something more. There must be something higher than this. And then Ramananda Rai says, to follow the principles of bhakti yoga and engage in devotional service full time is the highest. And Lord Chaitanya says, that is good. That is good, but tell me more. So then he says, worshipping the Lord with pure love, okay? With pure love is the highest. And he goes, well, we're getting there, but not yet. Tell me more. So then Ramananda Rai says, to be engaged as the Lord's permanent servant and to always serve the Lord is the highest in that relationship. And he says, what does he say? Nah. Tell me more. He says, so being Krishna's friend is the highest. And he says, no, tell me more. And he says, being Krishna's parent is the highest. And again he says, no, tell me more. And he says, conjugal love with the Lord, being in that relationship of conjugal love is the highest. And Lord Chaitanya still says, this is good. But if you know anything more, then you can tell me more. And then Ramananda Rai tells, nobody's ever asked me that question. He goes, I got to conjugal love many times, but no one's ever asked me what's beyond that. This is the first time someone's asking me. And then he tells Lord Chaitanya that this is not all my knowledge. I'm just repeating what you are inspiring me to say from within the heart. And he says, loving service to Krishna in separation is the highest. So separation is the topmost. Okay. So when we feel separation from Krishna, when we develop the mood of separation, that is even higher than going back to the spiritual world, if you can develop that mood of separation. And if you follow the process that the acharyas have established, then you will develop that feelings of separation. Now, Narottam Das Thakur also sings in one of his songs. He says, how does the song go? Pashane kutibo matha anale pashibo
Gauranga gunera nidhi kota gele pabo.
So he's saying, Pashane kutivo matha. He says, I'll smash my head on a rock. Anale pashibo, I'll enter into fire.
Gauranga gunera nidhi kota gele pabo.
Where will I find Lord Gauranga, who is a reservoir of all these excellent qualities? So it is not that a devotee doesn't suffer in separation, but that separation actually becomes a source of his remembrance, and by remembering Krishna, he's always happy. And in the same way, when one feels separation from the spiritual master, that is also the highest. Okay, one can serve the spiritual master in person, and Prabhupada explains how this should be done. But Prabhupada also explains that when the spiritual master is not present, then serving the instructions of the spiritual master is the highest. So when a devotee is engaged in separation, when he is absorbed in separation from the Lord or the spiritual master, the highest way to serve in that form of separation is to follow the instructions. Now, instructions given by the Lord and instructions by the spiritual master are of two types. Okay, one type of instructions are generic instructions that the spiritual master gives, or the Lord gives, in terms of following bhakti yoga, in terms of sambandha, abhideya and prayojana. These are generic instructions on the process of practicing devotional service, and one should definitely follow them. Another type of instruction that is given are specific instructions. There are instructions given by the Lord, or specifically by the spiritual master, to do a particular service. Because the spiritual master knows your nature, he can engage you specifically in a certain form of devotional service which will help you engage your nature in Krishna's service and develop more and relish this mood of separation and progress in devotional service. They're both important, and we should definitely listen to classes, we should listen to different instructions of the spiritual master. But if one has the opportunity to get some specific instruction from the spiritual master, then one should take that opportunity up and try and follow instructions. One can ask the spiritual master, how can I serve you specifically? What do you specifically want me to do? Okay? And then one can serve this, and by serving the spiritual master in this way, one can advance in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya also gave all the devotees some very, very specific instructions to many, many devotees. So I thought, just to make it a little bit more interactive and just to help people stay up a little bit more, I thought we'll have a little quiz. Okay? And since all the Vaishnavas are here and been in Bhagavatam classes and have been studying all these books, let's see if we can have a little quiz. And the quiz is about what instructions Lord Chaitanya gave to different devotees. So I'll name different devotees and you can tell me what instructions the Lord gave to these devotees. But before we get on to that, I just want to ask you one question, one very, very simple question. What is the difference between a guru and an acharya? What is the difference? Because it's important to know the difference, because certain people are gurus, certain people, devotees, are acharyas. What is the difference? We quote it all the time. We say acharya, okay, lives by example, teaches by example. But guru is also teaching by example. It's not that he's not following himself. So what is the difference? I think Gaurakrishna Prabhu had his hand up, or Srinivas Prabhu had his hand up.
Well, my understanding is the acharya, he establishes principles for the future generations to come.
Uh-huh.
Like Prabhupada gave many instructions.
Yeah.
Like his letters and his books. The guru is the one who follows. He makes the acharya's teachings easy to understand for his followers.
That's very good, yeah. So guru establishes teachings for the future generations. Acharya. And a guru makes those teachings easier to follow for everybody. Yeah, very good. Any other answers? Anybody?
Sam.
Yeah.
The guru takes personal responsibility of you.
Very good. And acharya, what does he take personal responsibility for?
for giving us the tools to work with.
Very good. We're getting very, very close. I'm looking for one specific word, but they're both correct. Anybody, any of the ladies? Sutta Babu?
I mean, one thing may be that Acharya creates many gurus. So in that sense, you know, his prominence is greater because it's not just who his disciples, but he empowers his disciples to then expand things further in a big way. And maybe principles and details like that.
Okay. He explains principles and details and Acharya creates many gurus. Very good. The explanation that is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the difference between guru and Acharya, he says that a guru is someone who takes personal responsibility for delivering his disciple, like Cyrus Prabhu was saying. He gives instructions to the disciple, he corrects him, and he helps him remove the anarthas from within the heart so a disciple can progress and take him back to Godhead. What an Acharya does is, Acharya is somebody who takes personal responsibility for the Sampradaya. So he gives instructions for the Sampradaya, he works very hard to remove the anarthas that have crept within the Sampradaya, and he removes them, and he establishes the important teachings of the Sampradaya. So that is the difference. Guru is with reference to a disciple, and an Acharya is with reference to the Sampradaya. And just like a guru delivers the disciple, the Acharya delivers the Sampradaya. So that is the difference. Now, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, the system of disciplic succession that is mentioned in the beginning, you may think that, well, 5,000 years, there's only 32 names here. Where did all the others go? So that is not a disciplic succession of gurus, that is a disciplic succession of acharyas, people who made a contribution to the Sampradaya and who taken responsibility for the Sampradaya and kept the Sampradaya alive. So that is our parampara system within the Sampradaya that is mentioned. That's why many other devotees, important devotees, are not present there. It doesn't mean they're less important, but they're very, very important as well. But the acharyas are the ones who made a contribution to the Sampradaya. So a lot of, if you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya had many, many branches, many different branches from the tree of Lord Chaitanya's devotion. And all of these took responsibility for their own branch and propagated Lord Chaitanya's teachings in a certain way, according to the instructions given by Lord Chaitanya. So, here's the quiz. Let's see what instructions, we want to see what personal, what special instructions Lord Chaitanya gave to different devotees. Okay, to Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, what specific instructions did he give? Nishkinchana Prabhu?
Go door to door and spread the holy names.
Very good. So, you get 1 point. No, we're not doing points. But yeah, very good. So the specific instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave to Nityananda and Advaita was to travel and spread the holy names. So that's what they did. They traveled all over Bengal and Bangladesh and many places, knocking on doors and asking people to chant the holy names. So that was their specific instruction, which they fulfilled. And that helped keep up certain aspects of the Sampradaya. Rupa Goswami, what was the specific instruction that was given to him? I think Ian Prabhu had his hand up first by about 3 milliseconds before Antaranga Prabhu.
Was it to write?
To write what?
Like
comics?
No. But to write and elaborate on the scriptures.
Elaborate on the scriptures, but specifically what? We'll go to Antaranga Prabhu first, and then
philosophically establish the highest siddhanta of Raganuga Bhakti, or unalloyed devotion to Krishna.
Close. But Sankirtan Priya Prabhu, something very specific he told him.
To reestablish the temples in Vrindavan?
Yes, that was one of the 5 instructions that he gave to the Goswamis. But Rupa Goswami had a very specific thing. Should we go to Srinivas Prabhu? Did you have your hand up? Oh, you prefer Nishkinchana Prabhu. Okay, Nishkinchana Prabhu. Let's go back to Nishkinchana. Looks like Nishkinchana is winning here.
No, I don't know. I might be wrong here. But, well, he's known as Rasacharya. So yeah. To establish the concept of rasa.
That's it. Nishkinchana go to the top of the class. Yes, he gave him specific instructions to reveal the signs of the mellows of devotional service, all the rasas. So that was a specific instruction for Rupa Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, what was the specific instruction that was given to him? Prayojana Prabhu? Yeah.
Sorry, it's to do with the practice and the rules and regulations of the what we should practice to develop our bhakti.
Yeah. So definitely very good. Yeah, that was the instruction to give.
Hari bhakti vilas sort of thing and all that.
Yeah. So he gave him specific instructions to elaborate on the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti and its relationship with spontaneous devotion. So yeah, mainly principles of devotional service. That was one for Sanatan Goswami. Thank you, Prayojana Prabhu. So we haven't had anything from the ladies yet, but we have more coming up. Jiva Goswami. Now, Lord Chaitanya, I don't think Jiva Goswami ever met Lord Chaitanya, but he was given instructions through Nityananda and Sanatana. So they gave Jiva Goswami instructions. So it was Lord Chaitanya's instruction, but through them. So what was that? Okay, well, let's see if there's somebody else. Okay, yeah, let's go with you. Nishkinchana Prabhu, why don't you just hold on to the mic? And
again, I might be wrong, but because there's a few things he did, but is it to establish the validity of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta?
Yes. Yes.
Like, you know, he composed the Sandarbhas and...
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that. What's written here? These are all given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in chapter 39 of the Jaiva Dharma, where he lists all the devotees and says what instructions Lord Chaitanya gave them all. So the way he puts it is to reveal the signs of the absolute truth through Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. So to establish that. And that's why he wrote all the Satsandarbhas and different books, so establishing the absolute truth. So that was Jiva Goswami. Okay. What about Swarup Damodar Goswami? What did Lord Chaitanya ask him to do specifically? Swarup Damodar, yes, Srinivas Prabhu. Sorry, this is turning into a Chaitanya Charitamrita class. But it's
So Damodar's main point was that no unauthorized person can go to Lord Chaitanya, so he wanted to establish proper Siddhanta.
Yes. Yeah, he was sort of like a filter, isn't it? That only the right things Lord Chaitanya should hear, so everything would pass by him. But yeah, but Lord Chaitanya gave him some specific instructions. He said you should teach the worship of the Lord through loving devotional service. So that was Swarup Damodar's instruction. That was the instruction to Swarup Damodar. And what he did was, that's why he wrote the Kadachas, or the diaries. And he wrote them in two parts. And in one part, he established the internal path of worship, of pure devotional service. And in the second part, he wrote the external path of worship of the Lord. Internal path is mainly based on meditation of Krishna. Internally, you would sit and meditate. And that he handed over to Raghunath Das Goswami. And so that's why people in the line of Raghunath Das Goswami and his sort of meditation was always internal. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gauranithai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So that was Raghunath Das Goswami's mood, and that was passed on to him. And the external doesn't mean external as in mundane. External means it has the same validity and the same strength and potency as the internal process. But external process means engaging in devotion, loving devotional service practically. Internal is based on meditation. This is based on practical execution. And that he wrote in the second part of the Kadachas, and he handed that over to Vakreshwar Pandit, who carried on forward. So that was his specific instruction. So you see, all these devotees who were given specific instructions all fulfilled them. We're not done yet. Okay, there's a few more. Ramananda Rai, what was Lord Chaitanya's specific instructions to him? Prayojana Prabhu, yes. It's getting to a tie between Prayojana and Nishkinchana now.
He's getting his progressive... Sorry. The progressive talks of Ramananda Rai with Lord Chaitanya, he would say that a certain tattva leading to higher and higher tattva. And then when he got to the point that he said, I don't know anything else, but you can speak through me.
Yeah.
So what he did, he acted then as a pipe of Lord Chaitanya to express the highest tattva between, I think it's Radha and Krishna, and their relationship.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can express it in general terms.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Thank you. Yeah. So Ramananda Rai was, he knew everything about the mellows of devotional service, and that's why Lord Chaitanya asked him to expand on that. And then later on, that was compiled into books and written by Rupa Goswami. But that specific instruction was given to Ramananda Rai. Okay, we got four or five more, and then. We'll speak a little bit about Lokanath Goswami because I was asked to, because yesterday was his disappearance day. Okay, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, what was the specific instruction given to him by Lord Chaitanya? Gaurakrishna Prabhu is in the game.
I also probably wrong, but speak Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes, that's it. To preach the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why he used to every day recite the Srimad Bhagavatam on the banks of Radha Kund. And for many hours. And then devotees used to come and listen. So that was Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's specific instruction. Next, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. What was the instruction given to him? Srinivas Prabhu?
He got the Radha Raman deity, and he had a desire to have a deity.
Yeah.
And that Shalagram turned into a deity form later on. Deity worship, his main thing?
Yes, deity worship is one of the things, yeah, definitely. Establishing the principles of deity worship. But there's one more he was given the responsibility for.
Did he write the book? Which he told Sanatana Goswami to finish.
Yeah, so he wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas. But there's one more thing. Yes, Gaurakrishna Prabhu.
He took charge of, I'm not sure, of like Naratam, Srinivas, and Shamananda. And didn't he? And inspired them to go on?
No, I think that was Jiva Goswami, no?
Jiva Goswami. He was also involved anyway.
Okay, yeah. Maybe he was. But the instruction given was to prevent anyone disregarding the process of Vaidhi Bhakti and distorting the truth of the mellows of devotional service. So he was, and that's why, to prevent that from happening, to prevent the process of devotional service becoming adulterated, that's why he wrote that book, Hari Bhakti Vilas, which was also, there were also contributions by Sanatana Goswami in that book. So that's why he wrote that book, to keep a standard and prevent Vaidhi Bhakti from being distorted. Then Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Can I just ask a question on
this? Sure. Can we do it at the end? Because I've just got a little bit. And then Prabodhananda Saraswati, what was the instruction Lord Chaitanya gave him? Yes, Srinivas Prabhu.
He established Lord Chaitanya as the highest worship, because he, in his book, one of his books, he explains how even the avatars Krishna's avatars, then they're not equal to Lord Chaitanya. And anyone who considers them as important, or in other words, they're not qualified for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He established Lord Chaitanya's highest worship.
Close, so I'll give it to you. But what the specific instruction was to preach that spontaneous love according to the mood of the Vrajvasis was the highest. So he specifically preached that. The Vrajvasis' devotion to Lord Krishna was the highest form of worship. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what was he asked? What was his instruction? Yes, defeat Mayavad and spread the knowledge of the Absolute Truth. So that was his instruction. And finally instructed the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who used to come to see him every day, and to go back to Bengal, and he asked them to do one thing. Yes, Prayojana Prabhu.
I could be wrong, but there was one question that he asked each year. Who is a Vaishnava? And there was an answer, a different answer each time, who is a pure devotee, who chants pure. And his example, then he went through a person who just chants the holy name once.
Yeah.
And then he went then through the stages, the bhakti, and the... from Madhyam to Uttama to Paramahansa, is it? That they both had an explanation for who chants the holy name, but in those different stages.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Prayojana Prabhu. Yeah, so the specific instruction he gave to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas was to perform Harinam Sankirtan and inspire faith in Krishna in the people of Bengal. Because at that time, everything was lost. People had become worshippers of other demigods. And so Lord Chaitanya wanted them to perform Sankirtan and inspire faith in Krishna. So that was a specific instruction. So I just wanted to speak a bit about separation. So that's what we spoke about, how love and lust are different. Separation in love can actually lead to experiencing the highest bliss in Krishna consciousness. And we also spoke about how the Lord and the spiritual master both give us instructions. And in separation, the way to serve and to establish and to experience this relationship is by serving the instructions of the spiritual master. And you spoke about how different devotees in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, different acharyas, worked very hard to keep the Sampradaya alive by performing all these specific instructions. So it is our duty as well, as part of the... We have duties not just to ourselves and our spiritual practice, but we also have duty to our spiritual master. And it is also our duty to establish or help establish the principles of the Sampradaya in our own way by contributing, by following the principles of the Sampradaya. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that sometimes, Prabhupada used to speak strongly against Mayavad. He used to criticize people who used to not follow, who were against Krishna consciousness. And sometimes devotees say, how can Prabhupada criticize other people? Okay, if you don't agree, that's fine. Nowadays it's this mood. Okay, if you don't agree, it's fine. You do your thing, I do my thing. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur specifically explains that it's not just okay to criticize other people, but he said one should criticize other people who criticize a part of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He said because by that one should protect the strength of the Sampradaya. So he said it's not just okay, it's necessary. So Prabhupada was doing the right thing in one sense, by criticizing other people, especially Mayavad and Shunyavad. So that's what I wanted to speak today based on the purport and a few other additional things. I'll just speak a little bit for a few minutes on Lokanath Goswami, as his disappearance day was yesterday. Lokanath Goswami was a follower of Lord Chaitanya. His father's name was Padmanabha and mother was Sita Devi. He was born, he lived in Chessore, which is now in Bangladesh. And he renounced his householder life in the year 1510. So Lord Chaitanya must have been 24 at that time, 1486, so yeah, 24. So at that age, he renounced his householder life and he came to Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya said, at the age of 24, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, but he hadn't taken sannyas yet. He was planning to in the next few weeks or months. So he said, I'm going to take sannyas soon, so you go to Vrindavan and wait and I'll come there. And you'll see me and we can associate. And so when Lokanath Goswami heard that Lord Chaitanya was going to take sannyas, the first thing that came to mind, guess what? He just pictured Lord Chaitanya without hair, without his beautiful curly locks, and he just became very morose. It's kind of the same situation when Lord Chaitanya went to take sannyas and the barber wouldn't shave him because he couldn't imagine seeing Lord Chaitanya without his hair because he had such beautiful locks, and he actually passed out. And then devotees somehow woke him up. He said, no, no, you got to do this. And somehow he shaved Lord Chaitanya and he was crying the whole time. And then after he shaved Lord Chaitanya, he gave up his profession. And it is said that in very soon he even gave his life up. And his samadhi is there in Katwa where Lord Chaitanya was shaved up and he took sannyas. So last time I was there in Mayapur, I went there. So there's the samadhi of the barber where you can go to, who was also a very amazing devotee. So when Lokanath Goswami heard that Lord Chaitanya was taking sannyas and he's going to lose his hair, he fell unconscious. And then Lord Chaitanya said, no, no, don't worry, I'll come to you, you go to Vrindavan, it's okay. So this was the attachment of the devotees for Lord Chaitanya because they couldn't see him except renunciation like that. And every time anybody saw Lord Chaitanya, they would just think that he's so beautiful, he's so amazing, how can such a young, beautiful boy take sannyas? They couldn't get it, you know. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya, Lokanath Goswami went to Vrindavan and then he heard Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and he had gone to Puri and then he had gone to South India. So then Lokanath Goswami decided to travel to South India to meet the Lord. So I don't know how he expected to find him because they didn't have mobile phones during that time. They didn't have planes. He had no understanding of where Lord Chaitanya would be, but in his madness to meet Lord Chaitanya, he just started traveling. And from Vrindavan to South India, where Lord Chaitanya went, it's not close, it's about 2,000 kilometers. So that's about 1,200 miles. So he walked all the way there. And it took him a few months, he got there, he was looking for Lord Chaitanya, he didn't find him, and eventually somebody gave him news that Lord Chaitanya had gone to Vrindavan. So by this time, Lord Chaitanya had gone to Puri after his tour and gone to Vrindavan. So then, he travels all the way back to Vrindavan, okay? And he goes to Vrindavan and he finds out that Lord Chaitanya has left Vrindavan already to go to Prayag. So then he goes, okay, I'm not going to wait here. I'm going to go to Prayag. So he decides to go to Prayag and he's resting for the night. And at night, Lord Chaitanya comes to him in a dream and he says, stop following me. He goes, stay where you are, stay in Vrindavan and I'll come and associate with you in another form. And then in this way we can establish our connection. So Lokanath Goswami stays there and then he was one of the first people to start discovering the holy places in Vrindavan which had been lost. So him and Bhugarbha Goswami, actually what happened was Lokanath Goswami was in a lot of distress when Lord Chaitanya asked him to go to Vrindavan. So Bhugarbha Goswami was one of his very good friends, so he decided to go with him. So they both went together. In some books, according to Sadhana Deepika, which is another book, it is said that Bhugarbha Goswami was his uncle. So we don't know. There are different opinions. But they were definitely very, very close. So they both lived in Vrindavan and they were excavating and finding the holy places of Krishna's pastimes. And then when he went back, when he was in Vrindavan, when he got the dream, he stayed in Vrindavan. And then Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, other devotees arrived there. So in his association, he got a little bit of comfort and he was practicing devotional service with them. Then what happens is that he waited for Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya never goes to Vrindavan after that. So he never actually met Lord Chaitanya after that one time in Navadvip. But what happened was he had promised him that Lord Chaitanya had promised him that he would associate with him in another form. So one day when he was meditating on the banks of Kishori Kund, in somewhere in Vrindavan, I haven't been, but Sutapa Prabhu may know. and he was meditating there, and it is said that Krishna himself personally appeared to him and gave him the deities of Radha Vinod, which are even today being worshipped in the Radha Gokulananda temple. So if you go to Radha Gokulananda temple, there's many, many samadhis and many deities. There's a samadhi of Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, all these samadhis are there. And the deities of Radha Vinod are also there in the Radha Gokulananda temple. So he used to worship the deities, and devotees used to see him living a very renounced life, and so they used to say, well, shall we build you a house and a little temple for the deities? But he refused. He would only accept the bare necessities that was needed for serving the deities. That's it. And he made a big bag of cloth, and he used to put the deities in them and carry them around his neck. So that was his, that was the temple. He used to carry him around his neck everywhere, the deities. And he didn't take any disciples. He didn't want any disciples, but he accepted one disciple, Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur knew he wanted to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami, but Lokanath Goswami was very humble. He didn't want to take any disciples because he didn't want any name or fame, and he thought that having disciples would make him proud. So he said no to Narottam Das Thakur. And he asked him many, many times, and he kept refusing him. And Narottam Das Thakur was determined. So what he used to do is that every midnight, in the middle of the night, he used to go to the place where Lokanath Goswami used to go and do his morning ablutions and answer his call of nature. And he used to go and clean the place every night. So when Lokanath Goswami came every morning, he would find it really clean. And he was surprised who was doing that. So then one night he went there and he hid and he chanted all night. And he waited to see who it was. And then Narottam Das Thakur came at night and he started cleaning. And then he caught him. He said, why are you doing this? And then Narottam Das Thakur started crying. He said, I need your mercy, because without your mercy I can't progress. And so Lord Lokanath Goswami was happy, so he gave him initiation. So he was his only disciple. Lokanath Goswami forbade Krishna Das Kaviraj to write anything about him in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you only find his name, I think, a few times here and there, but nothing about his life is ever mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because he didn't want any name and fame. He didn't want to be mentioned like that. So he was an amazing devotee, and he left the world in 1588. So that's the life of Lokanath Goswami. Amazing devotee, Srila Lokanath Goswami ki. Jai. And Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Because Prabhupada was also an empowered acharya. He made a lot of contributions to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And if you think about it, if Prabhupada hadn't done that, then the Sampradaya would be lost. Where would it be? Like, there would be, if there was no ISKCON, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya would just be like a little thing somewhere in Bengal, and nobody would know about it. Definitely not me and you, somewhere in England. What to speak of England? I was in Gujarat and I had never heard of Lord Chaitanya. Like, it's very unheard of. But Srila Prabhupada established the principles, and because of that the Sampradaya survived and he spread it all over the world. So today is the day that ISKCON was established. So Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I don't think we have any time for questions. We're already over by 5 minutes, so I think we should stop. But if you have any questions, we can speak about it in the prasadam room. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.